kind of looking at this season from a big picture standpoint, how would you describe the way the process has adjusted, if so, from the start of the season to now, given all the factors that have been at play, you know, injuries, certain lineups and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, there feels like it's been several seasons within one season, the way it's transpired. In the beginning, we had we're trying to bring everybody up to speed. It was obviously challenging with a lot of guys being out injured. Thought we found our rhythm when Zach came back for those 11 games and even beyond that a little bit. And after that, we were in a lot of close games, couldn't really turn them to our favor. And then after the trade deadline, the team has looked a lot different, and the emphasis has been a lot on the development of the young guys. And that has also, the whole process has mirrored the same thing. So even though now, you know, we are in a hectic schedule, going into a 4-6 and playing 17 games in 30 days here in the month of March, we are still working very hard, and the emphasis is very much on as well as looking to win every night, on developing the young guys and making sure that everybody gets the right dose of practice and games.
Play in that, Terry.
Coach, the league announced today that they're looking at expansion. Do you have any thoughts on whether that's good or bad at this point, given the injuries, given the way that the season has gone?
No, I'm not an expert in that subject.
Terry.
Hey, Coach, I know Jalen went down last injury. Is there an update on how long he can be? Is it day-to-day, or how severe was his injury?
Well, he's out tonight, but he's still being evaluated.
Sure.
With Zach, Edie in particular, do you have any history with players in your coaching career coming off of procedures like that or serious injuries? And do you coach those players any differently? I guess when you're building up him towards next season, what's going to be sort of important for him?
In terms of Zach?
Yeah.
His development? I know one important truth is that you don't want to go chasing for the short-term victories, like whether it's in the individual or team perspective. I think he's a very unique archetype as a player, obviously coming off now injury, the ankle injury or the surgery there, and we'll have to be very smart with building him back up and ramping his activities and not getting carried away, which can be very challenging at times because of how much he's shown and how much better our team was, for example, with him on the court. So it's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of mental fortitude for everybody to stay the course with him and him also, and myself included, to make sure we're doing what's in the best interest for Zach's career, but also for the organization's long-term projections.
Michael.
How did Zach get the elbow injury?
It wasn't an injury. It was a long-term thing that just was a good time now to fix it during the rehab for the ankle injuries. Sure. Chronic thing.
I know there's one of the topics right now in the NBA is like 65 game minimum and all that, but just big picture, have you learned anything about, I guess, player management over the course of, you know, this season and your experience last year?
Yeah, I've learned a ton.
And what are those takeaways?
They are trade secrets. Because they're no longer a competitive advantage if we share them with everybody here. So it's a great question, though.
You mentioned Zach being a unique archetype. Tonight you're playing Victor Wembanyama. Like, how do you attack him? How do you think about trying to contain him?
Yeah. But he's definitely a unique archetype also. I think teams overall are trending towards around the league of just being able to be solid and disruptive at the same time. a lot of these guys, Wembanyama included, a lot of the best offensive players, they're so good at what they do that if you just try to bring their efficiency down, it's not going to be enough. So you have to take some type of risks, and the thing you don't want to get caught doing is every situation doing the same thing where they get that kind of mental picture of what to expect, and then they can be the faster party. And that's one of the things. Then the even bigger challenge with him is he's an elite defender, and especially as a rim protector and a rebounder, how to get him out of that position, how to punish his tendencies, his biggest strength, which is the rim protection, because with him on the court they would be number two defense in the whole league. Without him, it's a little bit different, they would be 23rd, but his impact is just so enormous on both ends of the court. So he's one of those guys that's quickly becoming in this league one of the hardest guys to game plan against on both ends.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.